I think it's expected news. You can't see such a drop in output without the economy being adversely affected. I mean, nationally, GDP fell by 20.4% in the second quarter. There is some encouragement in as much that the economy picked up in June as the lockdown measures were starting to be eased. And it's really the output for April that really contributed, I think, to the alarming 20.4% fall. That said, this may well be, you know, from pent-up demand as the economy gradually opened, rather than an indication of a sustained revival. We will just have to wait and see what happens over the next quarter. Unfortunately, you know, there are still potential obstacles on the horizon that could well negatively affect our output. You know, we still have to contend with the ending of the furlough scheme at the end of October. You know, and of course, if COVID levels do rise, then we could be faced with either local lockdowns across the county, or, you know, we could end up with national interventions. I think that's really why it's vital that we all do play our part and, you know, follow the government guidelines around keeping safe. It's not just about keeping safe for your own well-being and others. You know, it's the long-term effects that this could have on our economy if it continues to shrink. And, you know, this could have lasting effects for so many for so long. We will carry on doing what we're doing, you know, working with Kent County Council, with all the local authorities. We launched the COVID Business Support Helpline through the Kent and Medway Growth Hub. We've engaged with over 10,000 businesses offering support. We've now gone into phase two of that, where we're helping businesses put together recovery plans and to seek new opportunities. And we'll continue to work with businesses, providing that essential support and guidance, and to have a look at sort of training opportunities to help with their employees if they are unfortunately made redundant, or not just made redundant. You know, we do live in a totally different world now. We're going to have to learn more digital skills. We've worked from home quite well. How can we actually maximise on this with all offices not opening and people starting to work from home? You know, how can we grow the business by using digital skills rather than the traditional skills? Because it will be a while before we're back to normal on a face-to-face level. So we need to find new ways of engaging.